New Zealand's government has introduced its highly anticipated zero carbon bill to Parliament. It outlines measures to make the country carbon neutral by the year 2050. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the bill is a landmark piece of legislation.
This legislation makes a start on tackling climate change because the alternative is the catastrophic cost of doing nothing.
Professor David Frame is Director of the New Zealand Climate Change Research Institute and joins me now. David, welcome.
Hi.
Firstly, can you break down the bill for us? What measures is it actually proposing?
Well, it's proposing a split target for greenhouse gases out to 2050, and it's establishing a climate change commission, which will play an important role in setting targets, reviewing targets, measuring progress, and helping build the kind of institutional support that a comprehensive transformation will need.
Okay, so how will its targets be enforced?
Well, that's kind of an open question at this point. The really novel thing about the New Zealand zero carbon bill is that we have a plan to get emissions of the long-lived gases, carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide, down to zero by 2050. But we're not expecting that level of change of biogenic methane because it doesn't contribute to warming in the same way. But the details of exactly how we'll make all this stick and what'll happen if we don't are still to be fleshed out. And that's one of the criticisms that environmentalists have made about this this bill.
Yes, well, farmers aren't happy, saying the bill's too tough on agriculture. How much of New Zealand's carbon emissions come from that sector?
Well, we have an unusual amount of methane that gets produced by ruminants for a developed country. Lots of developing countries actually have pretty similar portfolios. And that's where I think this legislation will actually be a bit of a path breaker for those guys, because for places where methane occurs through rice production or in Latin America, where it's mainly also like us through ruminants, they'll want a bit of a more subtle approach than the customary approach to carbon accounting. And I think we'll actually be able to help do some of that thinking, because methane does operate on the climate system in a fundamentally pretty different way from carbon dioxide. It has to do with the residence time of the gas, which is much shorter.
Is the bill likely to get the support in Parliament and pass?
Well, that's going to be, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, that's the select committee stage will be, I think everybody's pretty happy with the basic structure. I think there are questions about how to make it stick in terms of compliance, enforcement, and so on. But the basic structure, I think everyone is in agreement on. There really is, though, a lot of disagreement about what the appropriate targets are for those shorter lived gases like methane. And that's because we're in new territory, we don't really know how this is going to play out. And I think from a New Zealand-wide perspective, the important thing is that all the perspectives get a fair hearing and we thrash it out. But that, I think, really will be the sticking point. And I don't really have a good sense at the moment of how that'll play out. The government have tried to put something on the table that the intergovernmental panel suggests is on climate change is fairly compliant with a 1.5-degree world. But whether or not that's the appropriate target, because it raises some interesting burden sharing questions, is something that will get thrashed out. And I know the farmers, they've got some pretty good arguments actually on this.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're watching over here as we have our own climate change solution discussions. I'm sure you're across watching it very closely. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks. Good luck with that too, by the way.
We're trying. Professor David Frame there, the director of the New Zealand Climate Change Research Institute. Yes, we are always having a debate about climate change and solutions in this country. 10 years. We like a debate. This is RN Drive.